Oh, committee meeting session meets on Wednesday, December 19th. Poinsettias, if you want to dedicate poinsettias, there's an announcement about that. The most important thing, though, is we have tickets for our Mardi Gras event. Sandy will be at the Mardi Gras table after worship. There's some neat things. If you're a parent, we have raffle tickets for a whole free semester at the preschool. If you win, you get a free semester of tuition. You might want to see about those. We also, for our raffle, have a $3,500 trip voucher through Premier Custom Travel. You can take your family to Disney, on a cruise, to a resort, whatever. That voucher will be for yours to plan a vacation for you and yours. So you'll see Sandy back at the table. Looks like a Mardi Gras table. Finally, we deliver over 300 meals on Christmas Eve Day for Meals on Wheels. And if you want to help, feel free to come at 8:30 that morning or anytime during the morning, as we'll have deliveries that need to be made. So if you want to come and deliver a Christmas dinner or two or three, you are more than welcome. But be aware of that. And we do need turkeys, lots of turkeys, since we're feeding over 300 people. So please see the bulletin for all of that. Let's enjoy this time as we worship Jesus Christ together.
We will hear in our Advent reading how Malachi prophesizes regarding two very important messengers, one of which being the Lord. The people were to be looking and ready for his arrival. The Lord would come, and as a refiner of people, he will purify God's people. Like purified metal, purified people will reflect the image of God. They will rejoice and respond to God with their offerings. Let us hear afresh this incredible news that God is coming to his people and rejoice. I will read Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord in the days of old as in former years. Let's pray. O God of hope, you call us from the exile of our sin with good news of restoration. You build a highway through the wilderness, and you come to us to bring us home. Meet us today with peace of your presence, that reassured by your everlasting forgiveness, we may eagerly await the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his second coming. As we make ourselves ready, may we be your peacemakers in the world until the day when the Prince of Peace returns. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please join me in our Advent candlelighting liturgy. Watch, wait, the messenger of the Lord is coming to make the path straight, the offerings acceptable, and prepare the way of the Lord.
Violence and inhumanity are rampant.
But there is good news, there is hope. We lit a candle last week to proclaim God's faithfulness.
But it is just a small light, and the darkness threatens to overcome it.
We want to live in the light. We want to find peace. We want peace in our world. We want peace in our lives.
In this Advent season, we are waiting for our Savior, our Lord, the Prince of Peace.
We light our second Advent candle, the candle of peace. We light it with the abiding prayer that the Lord will overcome the darkness in our lives to renew our hope as God's peace, which passes understanding.
As we wait for God's time of fulfillment, we ask for the courage to be messengers of God's peace and bearers of God's hope.
Israel's strength and consolation, the hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Israel's strength.
Thank you.
You know, this season of Christmas, this whole idea of giving gifts was started by God. He gave us the very greatest gift of all and the gift that we needed most: salvation, redemption, forgiveness, life and light in Jesus Christ. And so we appreciate the gift of God's Son. But it is a gift of His one and only Son that we realize our God is definitely generous. Our God is magnanimous when He gives, and He gives us His very best. So when we give, we are living in the image of God, to which we are made. God is a giver, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. We do pass the plate at this time, but the most important thing to remember about this moment is it reminds us that when we see what a benevolent and generous God we have, we respond in our hearts by seeking to bless others as God continues to bless us. And that way, all the world comes to know that the God we have is generous and benevolent. So just be reminded to give of your time, your talent, your resources, wherever you are and whenever you can, for God loves a cheerful giver. God, for our daily bread and the roofs over our heads, we give You thanks. For our life that is ours in Jesus Christ, so freely given, we offer our praise. We come to You knowing that You are a God of hope, and we know that You are sending Your messenger to prepare Your way, and to even once again in this season ready our hearts and minds for Your second coming. Soon the dawn from on high will break upon us, and our prayer is that You would heal the brokenness that keeps us far from You, from one another, and from Your good earth. O God of hope, You make straight that which is crooked, And we ask that you would come and by your Holy Spirit fill the deep valleys and lower the steep mountains that challenge us in our daily lives. O God of hope, you make smooth the rough ways. You forgive our sins as we forgive one another, calling us always to a life of wholeness. So we ask, O God of hope, that by your presence with us, you would make us instruments of your peace. Save us from our enemies and from all the forces of evil in this world and from the power of death itself, as you have promised. And let your light shine on all creation. Bring light to those that suffer in darkness and show us how to live without fear as you continue to pour out your great compassion. Finally, Lord, be with those that are lonely. Be with those that are sick. Let your strength and power and might be at work in the world today as it was long ago, so that people would praise you for your miraculous deeds. Fill your churches, not only this one, but churches everywhere, with the joy and spirit of this Christmas season, and may it last the whole year long. So receive our praise. Take the offerings we give, bless them, and use them to continue your witness and ministry in the world. As we come to you praying the way in which Jesus taught us by saying together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. The Christmas story prompts us to a profound sense of awe and wonder. It is a love story conceived in the heart of a great and mighty God before the creation of time. The Gospel of Luke records that after the shepherds had seen the newborn Messiah, they spread the word about what they had experienced. All who heard it were amazed. Even first century witnesses stood in awe of this wondrous event. And the story continues to stir the hearts and minds of people who hear it afresh each year. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with truth and justice and righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man who was named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
Yeah.
in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Tender lullaby. These are Mary's strength.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah. cannot thank all the people who have helped to make it work, from the sound man to the college kids to the little kids. And it's always a great joy to present the story of Christ in song. We want to honor a graduating student this year. This is Morgan Hanson from Bridge City type area down there.
LaPorte, whatever.
She has been with us almost 3 years, singing faithfully in the Sundays and then the Wednesdays with us. And she's graduating in May and will be leaving to do her student teaching at home. So we will no longer have her with us. She'll be in and out, but we wanted to recognize her today. So let's give her a round of applause.
Small gift from your congregation, and let it always be near and dear to your heart. And know that when you're in Lufkin, you have a home and a family here. So come back and see us, okay? Thank you so much for blessing us with your gift of music. She's going to leave with me after I give the benediction, and then we can all be dismissed if you want to join us for refreshments. May the light of God's love shine in your hearts brightly. And as you go, may you serve the Lord. And as you do so, rejoice in the presence of His Holy Spirit that is with you now and always. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. And may Jesus Christ indeed be your peace now and forever. Amen. Come on, Morgan.